What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, fabulous people. Miranda Ivy here, back home in the spiritual home of Real Fabulous Marketing, aka my office, where I have some wedding bunting that I made on, you know, hanging up. If you've ever seen one of my Instagram reels, you'll see it in the background. And hanging up next to what the bunting led to, which was my first business, which was macrame. So I've got the macrame hanging, which then led to Dotty Media, which led me to here, running this podcast on my own for my own business. The story here today is what to do when things don't work out when you want them to. As you can tell, I've been doing this business thing, just hopefully by that little intro, for a number of years now. I actually started Macrame way back in 2013 with my good friend, and it was after making my wedding bunting and various other things for my wedding that we decided that, hey, let's do something crafty. This craft stuff is just way too much fun. And we went on from there. So there's definitely been many, many times over the years where things haven't worked out exactly how I've wanted them to, exactly how I thought my launch was going to go, or exactly how a client's launch was going to go. And it's all part of doing business. I know sometimes when, you know, we work in our businesses and, you know, we're trying to make a go of it and we're, you know, reaching for the stars or our version of the stars, and maybe things didn't work out and we're like, oh, I missed out on a couple of grand or $10,000 or something like that that I thought I was going to be getting by doing all the right things. And then you've got to put it all in perspective. I mean, how many times do you open up the news app on your phone and read, oh, this business has just gone into liquidation owing hundreds of millions of dollars? So let's put it into perspective. Peeps, it may seem like a big deal, but there's a few things that you can do. And maybe even though it doesn't seem like things worked out right now, they always work out in the end. So I'm going to start today with the story of one of my clients working. She worked with me a number of years ago now, and I was offering like a marketing Facebook ads launch program. It was small, like small numbers, much type group. And she was a lovely woman who was part of that group. Now, she was selling a naturopathic program to help heal the thyroid, and she was doing everything right. We ran the ads to the webinar. The webinar ads had low-cost leads. The numbers were rolling in. There was like 150 people registered. We were like, this is going to be great. The sales page was done. The emails were checked. We're starting to really visualize things happening for her and set aside the time in her calendar. We'd worked on the webinar together. It was kind of interesting because the webinar about healing the thyroid talked a lot about the throat and, you know, self-expression, which is kind of an interesting time when you're putting yourself out there. She did the process, did the sales launch process, and nothing. Zero return. Zero results, not even a whisper, not even one person, just to make her feel like, oh, okay, this idea has some legs. Nothing. And she was, of course, pretty darn upset. But during that creative launch process and coming up with ideas, she realized how much she knew. She realized that the level that she was able to talk at about healing thyroid problems was actually so high that she decided just to create, on the back of, you know, knowing that, okay, this level of course is for the general public who want to heal their thyroid, this level of course is for practitioners. So she took part of her program and she just put it out to other practitioners and said, hey, do you want to learn how to go really deep on thyroid issues? It was the most simple launch she'd ever done. She literally just made a page on her website, popped a PayPal button, and the sales started rolling in. She barely did any marketing. And she was like, I've never done anything like this. I can't actually believe how well this has gone. She's like, I'm sad that my other course failed to get off the ground, but I am so happy that I get to help these practitioners and then help them help more people understand their thyroid issues. And she's like, I am so happy that I went through that process, because I wouldn't have gone to that part of my brain or thinking that I had something for other practitioners had I not gone through that process myself. So it's just a little story to get you starting to think, is there, if things haven't gone well for you, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe in the past, maybe there's other aspects of what you're doing that could be relevant to a different group of people. So jumping in now to what to do when things don't work out, or three different ways of thinking about things not working out, if that's happened to you recently. And number one really speaks to the whole social media online entrepreneur world. And the whole highlight reel that we see, people posting their big numbers, rah, rah, rah. And that's to just remind you that just because you might have just discovered someone, or just because you're watching someone online and maybe that's not making you feel the best about yourself, it doesn't always mean that you can see what they've done in the past. It doesn't mean just say that you know what their backstory is, and maybe they've been out there doing the thing, getting out there, being at the events, speaking to the people, doing the ads, whatever it might be for them. You might not see that. So just a reminder that even though we might all look the same or may appear the same, we could be quite different. I mean, I have a pair of running shoes. I have a pair of tights. I can put them on. And I can walk out the front of my door and I could look like I'm a runner. Someone might see me and go, wow, that woman looks like she's going for a run. I really suck at running. I probably could make it to the end of my block, but not that much further. And, if you saw me alongside someone else, you might go, oh, she looks like she knows what she's doing. I don't. And the same goes when it comes to social media. You might look at someone, and think, oh, they know exactly what they're doing, or, oh, their posts are not making me feel great about myself. But you don't know what's going on under the surface. Someone could post the most amazing results and you might go, oh, wish that was me. Why didn't that happen to me this time? And you've also got to go, wow, did they spend 98% of their revenue on ads and marketing? It's possible. Maybe they didn't make any money because of all the money they had outgoing, and that could be an investment for the future for them. But it's just a reminder that just because you saw seeing someone else on social media and they're making you not feel great about how far you've come, well, maybe just unfollow them for a little while. So number two is you are maybe making this mean way more than it needs to. I know, and I'm going to get a little bit honest here. I know I've felt this in the past as well, particularly when it comes to selling marketing courses, because hey, shouldn't I be really awesome at marketing if that's what I'm selling other people to do? But just like sometimes going to see the doctor and the doctor's not looking after their own health too well, the same can definitely be applied to marketers. In fact, sometimes I think I spend so much time thinking about other people's businesses that I forget to think about my own and apply that own lens to myself. So as much as, you might think, oh, everybody's looking at me, I'm putting myself out there and things didn't work out in the way that I wanted them to, you also can't know what other people are thinking. You mind reading that to make it seem like they're thinking that you're thinking that you get the idea. But what I want to say is most people are looking at what you're doing, particularly if you've done something like a launching process or putting yourself out there, maybe starting your own business, maybe trying something new, maybe going for a different angle in your life. Most people are watching on in awe and thinking, wow, that person, they've got balls. I can't believe that they've done that. I can't believe that they're able to do that. I can't believe they're able to record little funny videos of themselves and put them on the internet. Like, I would never have the confidence to do that. So again, it comes back to just because you think everybody else is doing better or whatever it is, come back to where you're at and realize that so many people are watching you going, wow, I think she's amazing. I might not be quite ready to work with her, but if she keeps on talking to me, I'll know when the right time is. So we can think that, you know, everyone is going to jump on into our online programs, come on, jump on into our services after a very small amount of time. The majority of people won't do that. The majority of people are going to hang out on your mailing list for the next 3 to 6 months thinking whether you're the right person to work with. They're going to be following you on social media, waiting for you to say that thing that make them really want to work with you. All of that is part of the process. So making it mean way more than it means to, it could just mean that maybe this time wasn't the right time for a lot of people. Maybe this time wasn't the time that you really set some time apart from the rest of your life, set some time aside to really dive deep and think about that person who you want to help. And all of that is just all part of the fun of it, isn't it? That's what I think anyway. Which brings me to point number 3. What to do when things don't go as well as you want them to. Maybe I'll need to listen to this episode myself in the future. I'm actually going to make a note to do that. Episode 63, I think it was, is the one to pull me out of a funk. And that is to celebrate, review, and move on. There is always something to celebrate when it comes to putting yourself out there and going through this process, going through the pushing yourself, trying new things. Maybe you've just done a workshop for the first time. Maybe you did a paid workshop. Maybe you did all of these steps and nobody turned up, but then you ended up with 2 hours where you thought people were going to turn up, but they didn't turn up. And, you know, go celebrate yourself. Do something nice. Get out of the office. Go get yourself a coffee and a piece of cake and enjoy it. Because no matter what, there will always be something that you can find that did work. Just like my example at the start of this episode. Maybe part of the whole launching process didn't work for this person. But on the other hand, what did work was it sparked, you know, a creative little ignition in her brain and allowed her to think about what she was offering in a different way. So what did work is a great place to start if you're reviewing, you know, when things don't work out. And then, of course, what didn't work? Because, you know, you might also have a list of that and there's always room for improvement. But I've got one final question for you, which may seem a little bit left field, but let's go there because that is the place that we want to be playing in. And that is that when it comes to things not working out, don't you want them to not work out in a really spectacular, crazy way, rather than not working out in just a little bit of a meh way? So in that vein, as you do your reconciliation, your review, your celebration, why not think about what is the complete and utter opposite end of the spectrum of what I just did that I could do next time? What is the, rather than trying to continue to, you know, not reinvent the wheel, but just, you know, slightly shave a little bit off the side, why not think, what is the weirdest wheel I could make? Why not think, where could I take this to? What is the complete and utter different version of what I just did and just have some fun with it. It's when we go to that place, that really fun, exciting, motivating place that we know that we can do something different next time. And it's that, you know, it comes back to that saying, if you want to stand out, do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. So just to recap, those three things. Number one, stop comparing yourself to other people online. Just because you think that you're at the same place as them, just because you've got running shoes on, you may be next to a marathon, you know, lifetime marathon runner. That would be me. And I'd be like, yeah, can I drive the rest of it? Number two, stop making it mean so much more than it needs to. Most people are looking at you going, wow, I can't believe you just did that. Number three, remember to celebrate, review, and move on. Instead of focusing on all the negatives, go what worked, what didn't, and what is the complete and utter opposite of what I just did that I could do next time. In that vein of standing out and maybe doing things a little bit differently to how you're currently doing them, because I'm really good at talking today, as always when I'm recording my podcast, Me Talk Good Today, I invite you to come along to my Instagram Reels workshop, the unedited version where I speak very well in person, just not when I'm hitting record on my podcast. This Instagram Reels workshop is to equip you with the confidence and the ability to know where all the things are hidden away on Instagram Reels so that you can, with ease, start to just record videos, start to share your opinion, start to reach out and connect with your audience in a way that is so freaking fast and doesn't involve tiny little increment changes on Canva or anything like that. It is not for the overthinkers, this strategy. It is for the people who like to get stuff done. If that is you and you are listening to this, as it comes out in early November. The workshop is taking place on the 11th of November. You will find the link in my show notes. You'll find the link in my Instagram bio. You'll find it on the events tab of mirandaivy.com. Because if everybody else is taking their time, making perfect little Instagram tiles, or everybody else is dancing away on their reels, or if everybody else is not even showing up at all, now is the time to do the complete and utter opposite. I so hope you've enjoyed this episode. As I say, I love doing them, even if I sometimes mumble, stumble my words. My voice is slowly coming back and I can hear it every week. I'm like, oh, I'm getting there. Oh, I'm getting slightly better. But nothing's going to stop me from sharing this podcast. I hope that you have an absolutely fabulous week, and until next time, stay fabulous. Hey there, I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.